Welcome to Freedom of Mind. It's your boy Ray Will. Solo bolo right now. It's all right. Got a nice show for y'all to listen to, especially for our dedicated listeners. Appreciate y'all a lot. And we're just going to cut to the chase, y'all. Stay tuned. Keep listening, y'all. Speak Your Mind is next.
What's up to everybody out there tuning in right now? This is Freedom of Mind, Speak Your Mind segment. This is Giovanni Ray, man. So, 2021. As I sit back, I reflect a lot. I think about a whole new year that's going to be happening. I think about this year that's just happened and how fast this year ended. Again, 2020, through pandemic times, which was 3 to 4 months out of the year we were under lockdown, and a lot of things slowed down, right? A lot of businesses stopped, small businesses stopped, times literally stopped, right? A lot of things closed down. There were shortages in some places of the country. A lot of people lost their homes and jobs. Terrible year, right? And now you wake up in the middle of the seasons. It's already close to November. Almost close to the end of the new year. So I have a few questions for the audience as to, do they think 2021 is going to be any better? Do you think that we're at the end of the pandemic and people can finally start to recover? Of course, after election, after we've handled our politics side of things and voted, and that's the questions, you know, I would like to know. And out of the 2021 year, are we expecting to get the most out of it? Not just as far as recovering. I sit back and reflect, and I think between this pandemic, between election time, a lot of things is really setting the pitch, if you guys know what I mean, for the future. It's really setting the pitch for things in turn to what's going to happen later on. It's going to set forth a path between election, between the pandemic. A lot of people don't realize what technology is doing and the way music is going and which direction it's going. The way we drive our vehicles, where one company has been doing some of the best stocks, and that's Tesla. Tesla has automatic vehicles, self-driving vehicles. And we sit here and we don't realize a few things are. We sit here and we don't notice a few things, and that's technology. Technology is going to take us into an age of unimaginable, unexplained things. And I don't know, as I was sitting back, I was just reflecting on that, of course. I was reflecting, we're in a whole new age of things. And We need to look at an outcome that's bigger than our modern society. We need to look at the outcome of the world. I think that's very important to be up on world news. Make sure you're more knowledgeable of the earth, of planets, the solar system. So a lot of things that we have to look into to outweigh some of the bad that's been going on, and also to give us an outlook for what is about to take place. Much love to everybody out there. Let's go into 2021 with an open mind state, y'all. One.
Okay, Ray Will on Speak Your Mind here. Hey, I want to speak on having a mind of your own. Speak for yourself. You know, think for yourself. A lot of people like to think that they do. And most of them probably don't. And that's okay. But and I understand guidance. I understand advice. I understand maturity, youth, all of these factors that can, you know, that can benefit a person for not making their own damn mind. But damn it, when it comes to this damn election, you got to make up your damn mind. 50 Cent over there changing his damn mind. You know, first he was with Trump. Now, you know, after his white ex-girlfriend, Chelsea Handler, I think her name is. You know, now I guess, you know, he cussing Trump out. You know, like, bro, make up your mind, bro. Come on, man. See, this is what I'm talking about. And I like to think of 50 Cent as pretty bright brother. And I'm not saying that he's not bright right now, but I'm just saying, you know, making up your damn mind. And some people got ticked off. You know, I'm on social media. I'll be on social media a lot, especially Facebook. And, you know, I'll be chiming in on different threads. And people had, you know, particularly a lot of black people had a strong opinion about Chelsea Handler's tweets, you know, that she tweeted to 50 Cent. They were tweeting back and forth, and pretty much she telling them, you know, if you worried about your taxes, I got you. If that's what you mad about, you know, and like pretty much what I got of it as well when she went on. I'm like, she's, you know, you're a black man still, remember? Like, you know, people still don't respect you as a human goddamn being. Like, remember that? You know, there's a lot of people like that out there. And I think she kind of had to remind him. It had to take a white woman to remind a black man about his situation in the United States, in this society. And people are looking at it like, why is she telling him what to do? And, oh, she sound like maybe, you know, she could be racist. You know, I didn't take none of that from what she said. What I got out of what she said was pretty much just like, like I remarked. She's reminding him about what the fuck is going on in society and how a black man is being treated. And now, let's go here with it, you know, because I hear the bullshit all the time, you know, or don't sell yourself short, and or racism ain't like what it used to be. And, you know, that's bullshit, you know. Now, obviously, I got to do me and I got to live my life. I'm not limiting myself. I'm not making any excuses. It's the truth. This is what's going on. This is what's been going on. But again, the problem is, is that you got people who hide it. You got a lot of racists out there. You got a lot of closet racists out there, and they hide how they really feel about black people, and they get away with it, and they still prosper with that strategy, with that way of being. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to respect someone for you to get by, and that's what they've been doing, and they've been getting away with it. You see, they populate us. They have a lot of control. They have a lot of things going for themselves. They don't have to. They can undermine it. It's just like a big kid, little kid. A big kid, you know, or a big brother, little brother. Big brother's like, man, I ain't worrying about little brother. You know, whatever. You know, the parent is like, oh, well, you know, you got to do for your little brother and all this. Man, I know, whatever, whatever, whatever. Still, you know, just put him to the side. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about him. And, you know, and I'm not calling the white man big brother literally, and I'm not putting the white man over the black man or the black man over the white man. Just an analogy. You know, but I'm just saying, let's just keep it real about how these people really feel about us. And you're like, Ray, well, it doesn't matter how they feel. You still got to live your life. You still got to do you. Okay. Well, you still got to go through them if your ass want to get a job, if you want to get an education, if you want to get medical. They say you had a job, if you want to get promoted. You know what I'm saying? You got these guys who own these things. They have a lot of control of a lot of things. Let's say that you are a black man and you want to be completely independent, but you still decide that you want to live in the United States. Guess what? You still got to deal with them one way or another. If you want to buy a property, you still got to pay taxes. You still got to go probably do a real estate company, or you probably still got to go through a lender. You still got to go through the city. It's some kind of way where you got to run into these motherfuckers, and most likely that motherfucker's racist. And that's another thing. They could be friendly as ever. They could be polite, and they still have a problem with you. They still have a problem with you. So this shit is real. It really is. You know, I'm just saying, let's get this shit out of the way. White people, y'all need to come out and admit how you really feel so we can get this shit situated. Yeah, I do sound like a psychologist, but that's what the fuck is needed. Psychology is needed because this shit is crazy. All right, I'm done with my little rant, y'all, but tune in to some more shit, okay, y'all? But that's my little speak your mind real quick, man. I ain't done yet on this episode, y'all. Stay tuned. Yeah, check this out, y'all. I'm a huge, huge Ice Cube fan. And I hope for this show to, or this podcast to get, you know, obviously more bigger, more known, more successful. And one of the people that I would love to interview or to have as a guest on the show is Ice Cube. Ice Cube is unapologetically black. Ice Cube is for his people. And Ice Cube is doing whatever it takes for him to get his plan through. He doesn't give a damn who is, because from what I believe that he understands that a lot of white people don't give a shit about black people. He knows this. You know what I'm saying? He knows this. He's tired of the gangs, just like I am as a young Ice Cube fan from a younger generation. I understand, man. Well, I like to think that I understand where he's coming from. But at the end of the day, I'm a black man just like he is, who's just looking to live better, man. Just to be as drama-free as much as possible. Can we have that, people? Can black people just be drama-free from everybody else? Yeah, we got our own problems, but so do you. You got World War I, World War II, white people. Those are the most catastrophic, violent events ever known to the world. And by the way, don't forget about the Atlantic slave trade, which was horrendous. That's crazy how white people were able to get away with that scheme for that horror for hundreds of years, right? You got to think that the Atlantic slave trade is the most horrific event ever known to man in mankind history. It don't get any worse than that. You can argue all you want. And another thing I want to touch on is this before I really just start really getting into what I want to talk about. I want to touch on this, but this whole Irish slavery. Hey man, you know what? I got love for white people, Irish people, you know, everybody. But I need a little bit more proof that Irish people were slaves. Okay, from what I know through looking up history, you got indentured servants. That's not a slave. They weren't slaves. They had an option, a choice, whether to leave the plantation or not. Because that's what it was. It was like a contractual type of agreement to where you work in the plantations for you to get land or for you to become a citizen or whatever whatever the agreement was. It wasn't, you know, y'all was snatched up from Ireland and, you know, y'all come down, you know, in this stinky, nasty ass ship with, you know, just going through whatever, right? And you coming over here and you chained up, your mouth is chained up, your body, your arms is chained up, and you being told what to do, where to do it, and how to do it. No, you guys were not in that situation. And I just want people just to be honest and just to keep it real. Stop lying. Stop trying to change the narrative and stop trying to justify wrongdoing. Stop that. Okay, like I said, in my Speak Your Mind segment, you have to admit that you have a problem. Racism is one of the biggest issues we have on this planet, in this society. People downplay it, but you can get away with it because of certain advantages, like I touched on, the power, overpopulation in this country. And it's so discreet. You have to notice it for you to know it. You have to go through it, or you have to commit it in order for you to know it. Outsiders may not really understand, but once you're involved in it, you're going to understand quickly, and you're not going to like that shit if you're the victim of it. So the shit needs to stop, and it's pure ignorance. It really is. Racism is a combination of jealousy, of hate, of discrimination, all these different things, all these different emotions, all these different behaviors, right? And it's just all sums up to ignorance. It really does, man. Cut it out, y'all. We can be better than this. We really can. And if you look at this country where you got all different people from all parts of the world who contributed into this country, right? And that's what helped make this country what it is. Yes, black people had something to do with it as well. We contributed as well. But you got Asians who contributed. You got different types of Europeans who contributed, right? Obviously, Native Americans who contributed. It's a powerhouse when it comes to innovation, thought, ideas, technology, and medicine, and so forth. So I just wanted to get that out the way, y'all. Talking your ear off, my bad. So check this out. Back to Ice Cube. Ice Cube has this plan, and a lot of black people is ticked off, and I can understand. But you gotta understand this. You gotta understand Ice Cube's intentions. And you know what I'm saying? He presented it. I don't want to get ahead of myself. He presented it to both presidential candidates. The Democratic side and Republican side, obviously Donald Trump for Republican and then Biden for Democrat. He's like, man, I'm just trying to get something done here. I don't give a damn. But both of y'all are pretty much the same to me. What the fuck is the damn difference? Seriously. Both of y'all don't give a shit about us. And you're trying to act and pretend like you do. But guess what? The black vote is important. And I know that. So that's why I'm presenting this to you. I understand our value. Right, so that was probably his mindset and his approach. You know what I'm saying? Say, hey, you get at me. If you want to get at me, let's talk. Let's talk business here. You know what I'm saying? All that other little shit, I don't give a shit about. People say, oh, whatever the fuck they want. This Ice Cube we're talking about. This is the same man who wrote the song, and rapped on it. Fuck the police. Come on, man. This man don't give a fuck. Come on now. He's going to express himself the way he expressed. and what he feels was right. So he's trying to work something out. Black people was tipped off. But I tell you this, I'm gonna tell you this, in my opinion. I didn't agree with that particular move with even dealing with Trump. But that's him. I'm not mad. I'm not knocking him. And I trust Q, because Q's intentions is with the black people. I do not question his loyalty whatsoever, right? But I don't agree with that move, because Trump is not the, he can't get the job done. I just don't, you know, if you look at Trump's background, you look at all of the business moves that he made and all of the things he has done, it's just been a failure. He goes, he makes publicity stunts and he makes it seem like he's doing something, but he's really not. But he finds ways to make money. He finds crooked ways to make money. And if that means that he got to break the law, if that means that he got to lie, that's what he's going to do. But as far as getting something done legitimately, no, it's not going to, that's not your guy. He's not. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get something done legitimately. We're trying to get something done through, you know, politically. And now, maybe if you want to get something done illegally, maybe he can help you. But see, that's that big maybe. And that's not somebody who you want to deal with. And then it's already on top that he is a racist. But it's like, that's not the right guy. He just can't get it done. It's with that HBCU thing, and he going around talking about he helped black people and all this. We didn't get them black colleges did not get any damn money from him. Okay, he supposedly signed some bill or whatever, and the shit didn't even go through. You know what I'm saying? Maybe somebody could school me on that situation, because I ain't never been to no black college or went to no black college. But after reading my sources, this motherfucker ain't this shit. But he's still there bragging. See, again, like I say, he makes publicity stunts. That's a prime example. You got to do a little bit of research, and you got to use your common sense when you're evaluating and reading Trump. Point blank, period. Because you can't take the knowledge from him. That'll be foolish to do that, because he's a liar. So, Ice Cube, if we would have ever listened to this episode, which I doubt it is some... you know, nobody, oh, not so known guys who got a podcast. But if you do, bruh, listen to me, man. Keep doing your thing, Cube. And I appreciate it, bruh. And I really believe that you can make something happen. And then I'm giving a shout out as well to T.I. I like what he's doing. Have a little bit of a different approach to reparations. Attacking these companies. Like I say, you attack the legal. Attack them legally. You can do that. Trust me. That can be very effective. And our black special lawyers out there, man, get on it. I like the fact that black lawyers have been into prison reform. Hey, how about getting into reparations? Attack these companies, these companies that thrived and that exist because of the backs of our ancestors. There's plenty of them. There's a plethora of them. You got some that are trying to hurry up and so-called give us reparations or whatever, give us little pennies, whatever, right? And say, here you guys go. These are our reparations for you. Just so they can look good and they can hurry up and, you know, cash out, so to speak, so they won't have to worry about the scrutiny, the publicity, and quite frankly, the money. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got to worry about it. So let's just hurry up and just go ahead and give them something now and put on a good light, you know, make sure that the media or the, you know, local newspapers and all this or whatever know about this move that we're making, so we can hurry up and just give them something and make it seem like we're doing something. So they already know. They own it. You know what I'm saying? Because those kind of moves people make for them to keep their business going. You understand what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? They know they wrong. They know they fucked up. But they got, you know, they still got to cover their shit up. But that's, it is what it is. You know, another thing I want to touch on is minimum wage, right? You got a lot of judgmental people when it comes to minimum wage, man. Hey, you know, I work 9 to 5 all my life, well, all my, you know, adult life for sure. And I've been working since I was 12, 13 years old. You know, my dad's companies that he managed or that he's ran. And my first official job was at Del Taco, y'all. So, yeah, I've been working 9-to-5 and minimum wage and all that or whatever. So I know how it is. And I don't get to go around getting to judging people. So that's the thing that I get irritated is when people get to judging each other. You know what I'm saying? Because I tell you this. You know, you work at McDonald's and you're getting paid minimum wage. That's all right. And then you might be, you know, you're an adult, a young adult. You're in your 20s. You know what I'm saying? You know, whatever the living situation is, you roommate or you staying with moms, pops, parents, whatever. That's all right. You're getting it together. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to make it work. You know what I'm saying? You're being productive in your own little way. Because especially as a black man, not many opportunities are going to go your way. So, you know, you got to really embrace what you have and try to make that better, right? So what I'm getting to is that the same people that's judging you about you working at Mickey D's, guess what? You got to make sure you get your order right. If you don't get their order right, they're going ham. Hey, my fries is cold. You know, my burger, it ain't got no pickles in it. What the fuck is wrong with you? I've seen people wild out on these people, right? I'm in the car and they just wilding out over their order they got wrong, right? And I'm like, damn, you're going ham. And y'all going ham because y'all don't respect these people, but you expect so much from them, right? These people are handling your food, but you expect, for, you know what I'm saying? But it's like you don't respect them, but then at the same time, you really deep down inside, you really do for that moment because you hope they don't fuck your order up, right? But at the same time, what about people that work at more respectable places, right? That handle food like high-end restaurants. What if a high-end restaurant gets your order wrong? You're not going to go ham on them. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be classy. You're going to behave yourself, right? But they fucked your order all up. But the reason why you're not going to go that way is because you see, you're in money. You're in class, right? But these people are handling food too. So stop all of that, y'all. Stop trying to judge people. Seriously. And I remember when LeBron called Donald Trump a bum. And you know what? I'm like, LeBron must be doing some studying. Because you know what? Donald Trump is a bum. He is a bum. Because a bum is pretty much somebody who tries to take advantage of others. But they need those people. They need those people for them to get by. If they don't have the help or the assistance of somebody else, or if they're not feeding off someone, they're going to be struggling because they're not independent enough. They're not self-sufficient enough to do their own damn thing, to make their own money, or to make their own actions and moves. They can't do it. So they got to depend on others. To me, and to probably LeBron, that is a bum. You got rich bums, and you got poor bums. Point blank, period. Like, I like to give my desert analogy. A lot of people just think that deserts are an hot environment. No, you got deserts in Antarctica. Antarctica has a lot of deserts. A desert is simply an area that is dry and waterless. That's what a desert is. So that's just like, you know, that's what I'm saying. So you got your rich bums and you got your poor bums. Both ends of the spectrum, y'all. Ta-da. So, hey, I'll tell you this. Nationally or federally, that minimum wage needs to pass. But I would say, it shouldn't apply to small businesses. No, it shouldn't apply to small businesses. It should apply to big major corporations like a McDonald's or a grocery store or Walmart, right? It needs to apply to those companies, you know, and those companies are capitalists. People deserve a living wage. What the fuck can people do with $7-$8 an hour? I mean, what the fuck can you do with that? Seriously. You know, that ain't right, y'all. Stop it. And stop judging people. Because you got people who got money who ain't worth shit. You got people who are educated, who are dumb as fuck. So, hey, you know, just like Martin Luther King said, man, content of character, not the color of their skin. And also, I'm going to say, stop judging people off their money status. This shit is just flat out dumb. And then, fellas, you might find your soulmate from a chick that work at McDonald's. I'm not saying go to McDonald's and look for a chick and wife her up. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying don't block your blessings. And then with the ladies, same thing. You might find your soulmate and a brother working at McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? That's all right. You know what I'm saying? He might be the best guy. Because the guy who you with or whatever, or the guys you're attracted to, that guy's a straight up jerk. Judging you, you know what I'm saying? Thinking higher than you. And in my opinion, if a man thinks a little bit higher than an average woman, that's a little feminine. I'm just saying. But that's just me in my opinion. But my point is that stop judging people so much. I can't stress that enough, y'all. And I'm not preaching, but stop judging people so much. All right, y'all? That's all I got to say, y'all. Stay tuned, y'all. And Freedom of Mind is just barely scratching the surface. It's an up-and-coming podcast. And I love to express myself. And I encourage everyone to speak their mind. You know what I'm saying? Go on a platform and just speak whatever is on your mind at the time. It don't matter if it's lame or not. It's not going to be lame. It's on your mind already. How can it be lame? It's on your mind, guys. You know, it's therapeutic. It's a form of therapy. Like I said, racist. Go out there. If you know you're racist, you know you got a problem with a black person for no logical reason. They ain't did shit to you. Or even if they did do something to you. It's not all black people. You don't take it out on all black people. We know that. But let it go. Let it go. We're not that bad. Like I always hear, I've been growing up hearing that not all white people are racist. I've been hearing that all my life. But do you think you hear in a white household? I'm pretty sure they've said it. But do you think you hear it as often? That in a white household, not all black people are bad? No. Hell, I don't even hear that in a black household. So, we hear it, and it's like, you know, whenever I heard that, even when I was a kid, I'm like, well, why don't I hear that on the other end? Why do I always hear that? Like, why are we always compromising for them? Why we always got to be the bigger person? You know what I'm saying? We're not the ones with the problem. They are. I've been knowing this since I was a kid. I've just always felt something was wrong with that phrase. With that statement, I should say. So it's like, what about white people? Y'all got to be the bigger person in the situation of your own problem. You have to be the bigger person and say, you know what? I need to let it go and knock it off. Because guess what? It can be a race war. And Trump wants to start one. Because Trump has a problem with black people. Trump clearly has a problem with Barack Obama. He's been having a problem with Barack Obama since he been elected as president. He had a problem with him. He was on the sideline talking this little mess, talking about, oh, he's not a legal citizen and all this stupid ass shit, right? And I've been knowing ever since then, like, this man got a problem with Obama. And I'm like, this man is a racist. I can tell. You know what I'm saying? He's just hiding it as much as he can to keep that little nice little image. And it worked out for him because you got a lot of, he has a lot of black supporters who are just asleep. But I'll try to help my brothers and sisters out as much as I can. Even if it feels like I'm talking to a brick wall, I still try to reach out to my brothers and sisters, man. And I love for them to reach out to me if they feel that I have something that's troubling about me. I would love for you to point that out, my brothers and sisters, right? And vice versa. But, you know, you have to acknowledge and be therapeutic and speak your mind and just let it go, y'all. All right? This is Freedom of Mind, y'all. It's your boy, Ray Will. Keep listening to us, y'all. Really appreciate it, y'all. All right?